Welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy new edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brett Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all mother truckers from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in a chilly Florida room this here morning, just up from Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous intersections anywheres, the Hollywood and Vine. All y'all, you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw a / listen behind that. I tell y'all mother truckers this all the time, and you get all the fabulous programming as it's happening right now on the Crab Diving Network. Don't be missing out, mother truckers. Also follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. Okay, y'all? Just mother trucking do it. All right, let's get into the stuffs today. Who cares, right? Who cares? But a couple of updates for things I've been talking about of late. But okay, remember I've been talking about this Yousef Mack boxer dude who ended up in this gay porn scandal where he was trying to tell everybody he was drugged and like they took advantage of him and all that. Guess who was lying through his mother trucking teeth, or what's left of him? It looks like a bunch of them got knocked out in a couple of boxing matches from what the videos I've seen here on the interwebs. Jeebus, I can't talk this morning. I got a frog in my throat. I blame this new place I have to go to every day that I still can't say out loud what I have on account of I still can't wrap my brain around. My brain's hurt right now, y'all. My brain's hurt right now because I've had to think more in the last month than I've thought in the last, like, 5 years. My poor little confused brain is, like, going just in circles and spinning and tumbling around like it's on the spin cycle on your washing machine. I'm telling you, it's freaking nuts, right? But back to Yousef Mack. So first, like just a couple of days ago, he finally comes out and he's like, because he is just stone cold busted, because he is like, one, you can't say somebody sneaky drugged you when you had already admitted to willingly taking the pill and chasing it with a shot of vodka. That's just not sneaky drugging. You are not Cosby'd and then ended up in gay porn. Okay, that did not happen. What happened was you took that pill, you had a good time, you sucked a couple of dicks, you like took it up the butt, and everybody was happy. You had $4,500 in your pocket and you moved on with your day. Then you got busted because for whatever reason you didn't think people in Philly would find out. Like, there are no homos in Philly. Homos are everywhere. No matter what anybody wants to think, let me clear this up for all y'all. Okay. Homos are everywhere. Everywhere. So if you do a homo porn, be pretty certain that a homo probably in your town will see it at some point, because we're like anybody else. We will look at it too. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do so you can go on with your day with a little less tension. That's all that's got to say. But first off, a couple of few days ago, right, this is over according to the Diary of a Hollywood Street King website. I like this one. It gives me some urban news about like what stuff like that. But says here that what happened was, at first, Yousef Mack, it says here, the Philly boxer turned adult star is still in denial even after the whole world saw him get plunged by two men in a low-budget porno. Mack still denies being gay. Instead, he's going the Frank Ocean route by claiming to be bisexual. There are bisexual people out there, y'all. It does happen. Some people just are just like everything. They want a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I personally don't find anything wrong with it. I know there are people out there who disagree with me, but you're awful, hateful, horrible people who just need to pay attention to yourself and let other people live their lives. Because as long as people are consenting adults, there's a word that you people seem to forget called consent. So if I and the other fella and or other fella and or other lady decide that this is something that we want to engage in and we are both down with it, we have consented to this act, it don't mean nothing to you. Stay out my business and I will stay out your business. Why can't we all get along, mother truckers? I do not understand. In no way, shape, form, or fashion does a Hollywood hick understand that freaking mentality. Especially if you're grossed out by it. Why do you want to think about something that completely grosses you out? Like, I don't particularly like poontang, okay? I tried it. I don't like it. It was not for me. I like an Audi and not an Innie, and that's okay, right? So now I try not to think about it too much, because whenever I do, it gives me the chili bumps down my spine, because it's not something that I personally am into. Now, there are a lot of people who are, so if you want somebody into it, just go find one of them, because it ain't gonna be me. That's just how that works, right? And we'll get along perfectly fine. We can be best of friends, go out drinking, and you could be my fag hag or something. I don't know, but this is what happened more. So it says, basically, he said he was drugged and tricked. We'll get back. I'm tangenting right off early again, ain't I? But he released a statement at this point saying, this is an issued public apology from my heart. I want to address a few situations with the first being the false claims I made about being drugged and during the Dog Pound adult film. Now, the reason I think he said that part right there is on account of that Dog Pound. People were like, Mother Trucker, you don't shut the fuck up, we're going to sue your ass. And apparently all you have is $4,500. So we will be suing you for more than that. So you better rethink this whole situation right here, because you will lose, because you done admitted by your own volition that you took that pill and were not sneaked in. You were not tricked. That's the word I'm looking for. Tricked, y'all. The Mother Trucker, the Hollywood hick, will finally come around to the right word sometimes. You were not tricked into doing nothing. You were not Cosby'd. It did not go down like that, right? But he goes on. He says, I was completely aware and fully conscious during the film. Mm-hmm. Because I watched the beginning of it before it gets to the uber sexiness of it all, because that's the only part I could find for free on the internet, because I ain't joining the Dog Pound just so I could, like, watch this Yousef Mack thing to see what really went down. And but he says, he goes on, I did participate in the adult film because at the time I needed money, but also because I am a bisexual man, right? Now, this is also a 35-year-old man who has 10 children, y'all. He has 10 fun killers in tow, ranging in age from 6 to 21. Now, do the math on that, y'all. He was 14 when he fathered his first kid. Possibly 13 because of the 9-month thing before the kid pops out. So he was 13 to 14 when he fathered his first youngin'. Now, that's some fucked up shit right there, y'all. You know it is. And he's also engaged to a woman at the time when this article came out, right? And I love everybody's simple, but this guy put on here, this Hollywood Street King dude, he's all like, sounds like multiple people need to run their asses down to the nearest clinic. And he might be right. He might be right, because if you've been spreading it around like that, then where else have you been spreading it? But then guess what happened? A day or so later, let's look at the date on this. 2 days later, guess who comes out saying he is straight up full blown homo? That'd be one Yousef Mack, Mother Truckers. I ain't making this shit up. But apparently, in an interview, this is over on the Gawker website. You know, I like to look at the Gawker website. But in an interview that was apparently filmed Monday with Philadelphia's Fox 29, some dude named Quincy Harris, Yousef Mack announced, I'm gay. Get that, y'all? So guess what? Yousef Mack done lied again. And then now he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm a homo. It's cool. But you know what, Yousef? There ain't nothing wrong with it. There's a lot of us out there. And if you want to get yours, then you go get yours. And you don't have to hide and be sneaky about it anymore. I think it's kind of like, whatever, we'll go and see what it says. But I think it has sort of empowered him. Like, he's like, good, now this weight's off my shoulders. I can go on with my life. But the one thing I do like about this is it proves that homos can still kick your ass if and we so choose. You see that? You better look out, because you don't want to have to tell somebody that a homo done kicked your ass, straight boys. I know you don't want to do that, because I did that on Hollywood Boulevard when somebody stepped up to me and I got all Henry Rollins about it and was like, motherfucker, I will take you down, and I guarantee you, you do not want to have to tell your friend you got your ass beat by a faggot in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard. So you better think about this and process that before you make any decisions, okay? Motherfucker got in his car and went on his way, because you know what? Nobody wants that. No self-respecting straight man wants to have to tell everybody a faggot kicked his ass in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard. That just ain't cool. That ain't cool at all. But apparently, on Monday, was also the day that, what does it say? Monday was also the day that, per an initially dubious lengthy statement, I guess he had a crisis manager / hairstylist / singer named Anthony Cherry confirmed this stuff was true. But the boxer supposedly announced he was bisexual. We just talked about that. Blah, 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 blah. But apparently he goes on down. Here's where he talks about what he said. Right. He said, I'm gay. I'm tired of holding it in. It is what it is. I live my life. I'm gay. And that's what he said. He said he's known for about 8 years. Right. Mac claims he's only done one tape, but there's an image of Mac and two naked men he wasn't in the Dog Pound USA shoot with, which may contradict this, but you know, whatever. Like, that's neither here nor there. Like, I don't even know why everybody stigmatizes people who do porn anyway. Whatever. Some people just have less inhibitions than other people, and some people kind of like it. If it ain't your thing, it ain't your thing. Then shut the fuck up and move on. But if it is, do it. Do whatever you want to do. If you're not hurting anybody, porn, I guess it kind of hurts some, but I don't know. I guess porn's one of them gray areas now that I really stop and think about it, because some people do get addicted to it and it kind of invades their relationships and shit like that. But also, alcohol does the same thing, but people ain't gonna get rid of that, so you know porn ain't going away, so we might as well embrace it and try to live with it, because it ain't going away. I don't care what nobody says. Porn ain't going away. It's been around forever. They had them stag films. People used to set up a whole rig just so they could watch a couple of people get at it. So it ain't going away. But Parent claims he's only done the one tape, and when he asked, when the Quincy Harris fella asked Mac, excuse me, to walk us through the filming, and Mac said, I went there, I just didn't know when it was going to come out. I didn't think nobody from Philadelphia would see it. Well, that's your first mistake right there. Well, first mistake was going and doing a porno movie. Second mistake was thinking that nobody was going to find out about it, because that's just ignorant bullshit. But as to why he filmed the porno film, his answer was pretty standard. I was down and out. I asked friends. They wouldn't help. So I did what I had to do. Max says the news of the tape hurt him and made him suicidal for a hot minute. He said, additionally, oh my God, I'm over here sucking snot through my head. Sorry, y'all. I didn't even realize I did that. And I don't even think I'm going to have time to go back and fix it. So there's going to be a snot suck. And then I'd like point it out. Like, I almost call myself a retard. That's hard. You're not supposed to say that. Scratch that. But said, whatever. The news hurt him. He said he was suicidal. His oldest daughter is of 10. We went through this 10. The one he had when he was 14 years old. Yeah, so the one he had when he was 14 years old told him to kill himself because he embarrassed the family. Max, he says he no longer wants to kill himself, though, because he says, I'm free and I'm happy. And but he is no longer with his fiance, which makes sense after you come out as gay, because then that would just be weird. But he said, according to him, he says about her, he goes, she was good to me, I was good to her, but it was a lie. The truth is out, and I'm sorry. You're going to like me or love me regardless. I'm still me. So when you see me on the streets, I'm still Yousef Mack, which is the truth. He's still the same dude. He just happens to admit to everybody that he is gay. And there's nothing wrong with being gay, because you know what? It doesn't affect anything in everybody else's day-to-day life, hardly at all whatsoever, none. Because if you don't want to get up in the bedroom with a homo, then you don't have to get up in the bedroom with a homo. You have the power to make that decision. You see how that works? So I love how this whole Yousef Mack thing played out. First, it was like, oh, I was drugged. I didn't know what I was doing. I just woke up on a train with $4,500 in my pocket. And next thing you know, I was on the internet, and everybody back home knew that I was like doing gay porns. But nope, didn't go down like that. Didn't go down like that. Poor guy. I feel bad for him. But like, you know what? I hope this kind of empowers and makes him feel better. Seems like he's happier. And trust me, y'all, it's hard to harbor that. Like, when you know that, like, you got all these feelings inside and you can't say nothing about it because you're going to be ostracized, most likely. That's a tough situation to be in. A lot of people don't understand that because they haven't had to go through it. So unless you have to go through it, then keep your judging to yourself, because you know what the gospel according to Dolly says. The gospel according to Dolly says, you do not judge or you're already sinning, so you can't be judging. That's what Dolly Parton said. So you can. We subscribe to the gospel according to Dolly here at the Hollywood Hit. She's the greatest person to ever live. Oh, and by the way, I do have a little bit more of affection for on that Hillary Clinton now. Now that I found out several years ago when she was younger, she had a Dolly Parton themed birthday party, which means now I need to have a Dolly Parton themed birthday party. Because now looking back, I don't think I've ever had a completely Dolly Parton themed birthday party. But I think that might be happening come soon for the next one. I think it might be a Dolly Parton themed springtime classic out in the park. I'm just saying is all. But this whole Yousef Mack thing is cracking me up. I love how this the whole thing played out. It's freaking hysterical. But there's another thing I wanted to update y'all on, because this one is starting to crack my ass up. Because these people, I swear, if your last name is Lohan, it should be just Low Life. That's what it should be. If you have Lohan in your name anywhere, it should just be changed to Low Life, because they are all just like a freaking a pimple on the butt of humanity is what it just seems like. Good Lord, these people, right? But, so, you know, like I was talking about how like the Lindsay Lohan's daddy, Michael Lohan, and his crazy white trash looking girlfriend, Kate Majors, or wife, I think. I think they're married now. They're a husband and wife, right? I tell you, morphed this gosh darn computer of mine. Look at me. I'm not cussing gosh darn. That's the thing. I'm trying. Like, I can't. I go to this place every day now, right? The one I can't say out loud. Oh, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, I can't say it out loud. Still, it's been a month. I can't say it out loud. But the place I go to every day, I'm really, it's like corporate BS. So it's like you're not really supposed to cuss too much. And you know, you listen to me on here. I love cussing. I make an art out of cussing. Cussing is fun. It's one of the most fun things I get to do all day long. I don't know why people hate it so much. It's so much fun. It's so much more colorful. I can get out. My feelings are better expressed through fucks, goddamns, and shits than it is through gosh darns and just other things and piffles. Like, I can't do that. I'm going, no, I need to have a good what the fuck every once in a while. Yeah, that needs to happen, right? Well, if I can find this here story, because I looked at it earlier today. Here we go. Nope, that wasn't it. That was somebody else with an ugly blonde. But where did this damn story go? Sorry, y'all. Guess who's ill-prepared again today? That would be me, the Hollywood hick. Because you want to know why? I got to go to this place every day. And it wears me out. And so I ain't got time to do all this stuff. Used to have, I could look through the internet for several hours, find fun, interesting stories to talk about. Nah. Can't do that now because I can't find jack up on here because, one, my freaking internet connection is pissing me off. And, two, oh, my God. Look here, we'll just chat about bullshit nonsense while I try to get this to find any fucking thing. I'm ill-prepared, y'all. This is embarrassing. Where the fuck is my goddamn mother trucking story? Fuck you, TMZ. What the fuck? You were talking all about it. You take this shit down? Where'd it go? Motherfucker. How many freaking stories about stupid-ass Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton can you put on here? I'm so sick. Like, I was making a point not to talk about that shit. I'm so sick of looking at those two. One, Blake Shelton has sold the fuck out. His country music used to be good. Now he's one of the worst ones out there with his stupid-ass songs. The last several songs that come out of him are just stupid-ass fucking dumb-ass songs. I used to like him a lot. I thought he was cute and fun and all that. And he probably still is. But at the same time, his songs suck right now. They're all that stupid, overly produced, freaking stupid country bullshit. Here we go. Finally found it. But well, let me just finish my rant. Whatever. This shit. And then fuck you, internet, and your goddamn pop-up videos and ads. What makes you think that all it makes me want to do is fucking hate you? And now I can't even get rid of the one that's on here because it fucking didn't load right. So if you're going to put this shit on my screen, internet, at least put it on here right so I can click on the goddamn X and get rid of the shit. Oh, I'm getting mad. Get rid of the shit. Like what? I can't get rid of this stupid banner ad, fucking TMZ, because you want me to tell you why? That's right across everything because you fucking place it right where I can't freaking hit the X. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Whatever. I'm going to try to click off this shit because this is pissing me off. Listen, look, I can't even find this freaking thing because this thing is constantly in the middle on top of everything. Here we go. We are going to go down here and click on this and hopefully it will get rid of it because I can't believe this nonsense. But what I'm saying is, here we go. What happened was, so I told y'all, now I got to the freaking thing. Children's services come in and swooped in and took their kids, right? Because they got into a big old fight in front of the kids or whatever. And apparently this Kate Majors is a big old drunken mess 24/7 and a horrible mama, right? Well, apparently, so children's services come in and swoop in and take the kids away. But then, like, she is like, and I've heard many of these stories, like, I don't even know why this dude sticks around. Like, one, he's a horrible, awful, hateful person, too. You can just tell. Like, just, he's always just looking angry and doing things. You can tell he's got rage issues and probably substance issues and all of that kind of stuff. But apparently, this Kate freaking Majors chick, his wife, it's, apparently he's going to the verge of the jugular because he's attacking his ex-girlfriend for claiming that the children's services, whatever it is, took their kids away because she set him up. What had happened was, in case you're wondering, the Florida Department of Children and Families took their two small kids and put them in foster care for a day and then basically gave custody to his mama, right? So their grandmama has them. But we're told the department obtained video of a blowout argument that Michael and Kate had in front of the kids, and that's why they got taken away this time. Like, they've had many a run-in, so it's like whatever. But Michael swinging back saying Kate is a proven alcoholic and liar and an abuser. He said, I have so many videos of her abuse, her lies and admitting her lies and saying she'll lie and do anything she can to set me up, which, you know what, I kind of believe him on that point, right? So basically she's trying to set his ass up for what, to make him look like the bad guy. But she is a horrible person. Like, she, like, I've seen her in interviews and stuff. She's just, and she just looks dumb. Like, what this man is doing with her, I don't know, but he doesn't look like the smartest of freaking tools in the shed either, or sharpest of tools in the shed. That's what I should be saying. But they lose custody of their kids, right? Because Children's Services showed up. But apparently, that goes on. It's like, then this Kate Majors chick accused him of criminal child abuse. But then come to find out, oh my God, this picture that TMZ has of her up on here is hysterical. It is hysterical. She is not an attractive woman. Poor thing. I feel bad. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. But apparently, so she accused him of child abuse, but the cops cleared him of that. So at least, like, he hasn't done that part. But because she said he struck one of the kids, but Kate told Child Services that Michael choked her out on the October 11th during an argument and slapped her son in the face, and she showed cops a video she shot during the argument. But according to this police report, the video didn't prove Kate's assertion that Michael struck their son. We're told Michael also played audio for cops in which Kate acknowledged he never struck their kid. So if you're going to go, honey, you got to remember, like, she was probably too drunk and or high to remember what she had said. But, like, that's the thing. It's like, these, she's a mess. Basically, she's a mess. So it's like, she makes all these accusations, forgets that she, like, goes behind it and says, I know it's bullshit, but I'm still going to do it anyway. Oh, my Lord. So TMZ says they done broke the story that the kids were taken away. We done went through all that. But cops were called again to Kate's house a couple of days ago after she said Michael came banging on her door. And you can hear from the 911 call. Apparently, it seems Kate was scared for her life. See, this is the thing. It's like back and forth. Like, neither one can leave the other one alone. It's just like, calm the fuck down, people. I don't understand people sometimes. It's just like, calm the fuck down. Like, your rage and stupidity got you into this mess. So how do you think you're going to handle it? With more rage and stupidity? That just don't make no damn sense. But then the whole thing goes on. Like, Kate is trying to get rid of Michael or whatever, but apparently he still has her Maserati. Apparently, I thought these people were broke ass motherfuckers, right? I thought they were completely broke ass bitches. Then how does she have a Maserati? I don't get it. But Kate Major says there's another story that was an update to this here on the TMZ. It's keeping the war with Michael Lohan alive. It's like, yeah, that's what you want to do. That's the best way to get your kids back, you stupid. See you next Tuesday, you dumbass bitch. That's the best way to get your kids back, is to just keep the war with their father alive. So there, and put it all over the TMZ and the news everywhere. But she's like, before they cut ties, she wants her car back. And according to the docs obtained by TMZ, Kate wants Michael to stay 500 feet clear of both her and the Boca Raton school their adult older sons attends. It sounds like both of you are shitty parents. So why do you get to go around them and he don't? I don't get it. But Kate wants radio silence, but only after Michael returns her Maserati. She wants the judge to order him to hand over the keys stat. She also wants spousal support of $1,000 a week or $2,000 every other week. Same difference. And she wants child support as well. Kate describes emotional and physical abuse at Lohan's hands. As we reported, police rejected her claim that Michael slapped one of their kids. Okay, this is the thing. I think they're both pretty fucking abusive, and they both need to just, they need to just get away from each other. That's what happens. Sometimes two people just don't need to be together. But sometimes you feel like, it's like, I love you, I hate you, I love you, I hate you. I don't know. I love you, I want to beat the shit out of you, I want to scratch you up. Because I've seen reports in the past too where, like, she went fucking nuts, like, hitting on him, scratching him up. It's always like, he did this to me. No, you both created this situation. You're both sitting there pointing fingers at the other one when you got freaking young children, and you need to just pull your head out of your ass and act like freaking adults. And that is coming from me, which is the scariest thing of all. The Hollywood hit. I have no fun killers. I know that fun killers is nothing that I want in my world. I love fun killers. I think they're a lot of fun for about an hour, and then after that, they're an inconvenience for the most part. But I do love children. I just don't want my own. I like being Uncle Hollywood Hick. That makes much more sense to me, because I can go play with them, have a good time, and then give those little shits back. That's what I do. Right. So, and then the next chapter, the most current update to this here saga of the Michael Lohan and Kate Majors white trash-a-thon, is that Michael Lohan apparently is saying that he got burglarized because what had happened was, the headline here over on the TMZ is, I got burglarized, and where there's smoke, there's Kate. So apparently, the cops were rushed over to Michael Lohan's Florida house for a suspected burglary, and they've learned he's pointing the finger at his estranged wife, Kate Major, right? We're told Michael's mom, who's staying at the house with Lohan's two kids, was out running errands Thursday. When she got back, it appeared someone had been inside. Biggest clue was cigarettes. We're told Kate smokes Camels and there were butts on the lawn. And it's like, this is the thing. This chick is too dumb to even cover her own tracks. Like, you, these cigarettes are a freaking smoking gun for your dumb ass coming up in here. But what do? Leave evidence everywhere. She was probably high and drunker than Cootie Brown. That's my guess. And apparently a back closet was left open and items were missing. So Michael's nanny called the cops. How do these people have nannies and Maseratis when apparently they are broke and claiming bankruptcy all the time? I don't get that. I see these people claim to be completely broke. And they're like, but the nanny was there. How the fuck are you paying for a goddamn nanny if you can't fucking pay for anything else? And why are you, whatever, I just don't get it. But apparently law enforcement tells the TMZ people that because Kate's name is one of the ones on the lease, even though she ain't living there, no charges will be pressed, even if she did break into the house. Because if your name's on the lease, then I guess that gives you the right to be up in there or something. But whoo, we are these people messy. They show are friggin' messy. Cracks my ass up. Let's move on to something else. I'm tired of talking about that. If that don't make you feel better about yourself, mother truckers, I don't know what will. Just be glad you ain't one of those friggin' low hands. Should be a low life. That's what it is. Or a Hohan. Some people call him Hohan. The D-listed guy, Michael K. I love his website, D-listed. I highly recommend it. And he always calls him Hohan. But I'm thinking, like, they're just like freaking lowlife. Just idiot people, right? So this story right here, this I have found incredibly interesting. Because it just, this whole thing. Okay, let me explain something. And then y'all been reading up on anything or anything, but Quentin Tarantino went out in New York City and basically was supporting all of the people in this Black Lives Matter movement, basically saying cops. Basically, he was like saying that any cops who basically murder somebody, and we know that's been happening because it's been in the news. I just read a thing about where these cops in Louisiana freaking opened gunfire on some dude in his truck and ended up killing his kid, which we might talk about that unless you want to like break my heart. I may not, because it's just whatever. It's a horrible story. But it's, again, it's like illustrates. And of course, in that story too, the cops are now backtracking on their original story now that the evidence is coming out to point to the fact that none of the shit that they said went down actually went down. And I guarantee you those cops are not going to get, it's going to, like, whatever. The thing is, until, okay, and before I get into this Quentin Tarantino thing, it's like, but this is the thing. Until there are good cops out there who stand up to these bad cops and say, we will not tolerate this in any way, shape, or form, get your act together, you are now in a position to be scrutinized heavily from everyone. People have video cameras in their pocket 24/7. So cops, the shit you used to get away with just because you were a cop is not something you can get away with anymore. You just need to accept that, and you need to just go about your day and quit going out and shooting people up. Granted, sometimes you have to do it. And it sucks, because I actually, and I still feel bad about this. One time I was in Palm Springs and I met a police officer. He was on vacation and people were hanging out in a pool and I had been drinking. So I was like just teasing and went around and I was like, so how many people have you shot? Just making a joke. Well, it was a bad joke and a really bad time, because one of the reasons the dude was on vacation is because he had just been in a situation where he had to shoot somebody and killed him. And he was kind of like going through processing all of that because he felt really bad about it. It's not something he wanted to do. And it was one of those things where it's like he had to make a choice. And in this instance, it was one of those where it was him or me. So the cop did what he had to do. I felt really like that, like my heart fell in my ass. Cause I was like, oh, what an asshole. Like, I didn't know. But at the same time, I didn't use any sensitivity that I could have probably used. So I felt bad about that. Right. So there are times where it has to happen, and it's unfortunate. And he was an example of somebody who genuinely had remorse for what had happened and what he was going through, right? It's not something he wanted to do. It's something he felt bad about, and it's like weighed on his conscience. That actually made me, in a weird way too, made me feel good to see that it wasn't something that was reveled in, and I was making light of it, and so I was wrong. So I feel like I wished I hadn't have said that, but sometimes my big old run, my mama called me the mouth of the South growing up for a reason. Sometimes the shit just pops out before I can like reel it in. It just happens. But Quentin Tarantino stood up and basically said, if you are a cop and you murder somebody, basically, you should be held accountable. He goes, but then people want to read that into everything. Like, he's saying all cops are murderers. Just instantly. They just want to go, he said all cops are murderers. No, he never said that. That's the thing. But according to the Los Angeles Times here, though, Quentin Tarantino is not backing down from his remarks on police brutality. And I agree with him, because all of these law enforcement, see, and this is the thing. Then the law enforcement unions come get involved, and they like trying to say telling people to like boycott his movies and do this, but they're taking all these strong arm tactics against him, which is basically proving his point. Like, whatever. Yeah, he might be a loudmouth sometimes. He's very opinionated. He's going to do what he's going to do. But then you go in and make the situation worse because you're just these police unions. Whenever I hear stuff from them, it's like, whatever. And they're like, always, it's like, no, you need to be held to a higher standard. That's why you're a police officer. If you can't accept that, then you need to go find something else to do. That's it. As a police officer, you are to set an example, and you are to be the one who goes out there and sets a standard for personal behavior, because you are a police officer. If you go out there shooting and murdering people and doing things all willy-nilly, people are going to speak up, and people have gotten fed up with it. You can't tell me that way. I don't read stories all the time, a la this one out of Louisiana where these cops killed this guy. There's another one where that cop killed himself, this story that I heard recently, set the whole thing up to make it look like it was some kind of other, like where he was like murdered and he's like in an investigation. No, he basically killed himself to cover up the fact that he had been embezzling money from the freaking child, some charity organization that he worked for that was supposed to be helping out poor children. And he was embezzling tens of thousands of dollars from it. And it looks like maybe his family was in on it. So when he was about to get caught, what'd he do? He killed himself, but he didn't just kill himself. He killed himself and then set it up to look like it was like somebody killed him in the line of duty, which was straight up bullshit. So it's like, no, you are not all good people. There are a ton of good cops. I will admit that. But you got a lot of bad apples up in there who are making you all look bad. And that's the straight up truths. But all these unions are trying to get it, like boycott his movie. And I hope that his movie does really well, because everybody goes, you know what? Fuck you, police unions. You need to address the situation in front of your freaking face and do something about it. But it says here on the Los Angeles Times, under increasing fire from law enforcement groups, director Quentin Tarantino broke his silence Tuesday and said his remarks condemning police brutality had been misrepresented to demonize him and deflect attention away from the issue. All cops are not murderers, he said. He gets it. I never said that. I never even implied it. But that's what they wanted. Everybody wants to just take something and spin it to try to like make it seem like, no, he never said that. But he said the ones who are should be held accountable, and they should be held accountable to a higher standard, according to the Hollywood Hick. But apparently police unions across the country, including ones representing officers in Los Angeles and Orange County, have called for a boycott. That's out here in Los Angeles, if you can't figure that out. They called for a boycott of Tarantino's upcoming movie. Fuck you. It's called Hateful Eight. Everybody go see it. Everybody go see Hateful Eight when it comes out, to show these cops that, no, we don't agree with you. We think that you need to do some serious house cleaning up inside your organizations. Period. End of discussion. That's basically what it boils down to. But it goes on. It says, I'm a human being with a conscience, Tarantino said. That's what he said. And when I see a murder, I cannot stand by. That's the thing. This is what he said that got everybody pissed off, apparently. I cannot stand by. And I have to call the murdered, and I have to call the murderers the murderers. That's what he said. That's what he said. He's not saying that statement does not say, like, what about what mouth breathing moron would hear that and say that means all cops are murderers? No, that's somebody who wants to sensationalize something and try to deflect away from the real issue. And the real issue is you've got some fucking dirty ass cops up in there that you are not willing to do anything about. And just this whole fucking thing where you just send them home and like keep paying them. No, if they shoot somebody dead, fired. Especially if it's like there's fired, just do it. Just end it right there. Just get it over with. Like they did with that dude that grabbed that school cop in South Carolina that pulled that poor girl out of her desk and slammed her to the ground. Yeah, she was being a little bit, she wasn't paying attention to him and she was not doing what he asked to do. But that his actions clearly outweigh her youth, her youthful, just annoyed, not annoyed, what is the word I'm looking for? Now I'm getting all riled up. I can't talk. It's too damn early in the morning. I'm doing this early in the morning again. But you know what I'm talking about. Like her, like youthful, just being a youth, just whatever. I'll move on. But apparently, according to here, it says the threatened boycott could dim prospects. I don't think so, because I've heard other takes on this where it's basically some people are saying like this actually is bringing a lot more attention to it, which is probably going to increase the sales. But Quentin Tarantino goes, not all cops. All cops are not murderers. And never said that, never even implied it, which is true from that story. He says of the credits, he goes, what they're doing is pretty obvious. Instead of dealing with the incidents of police brutality that these people are bringing up, instead of examining the problem of police brutality in this country, I mean, heaven forbid somebody say something that sounds logical and smart and like makes sense. But he says, instead of examining the problem of police brutality up in this country, better they single me out. That's what he's saying. And it's true. And their message is very clear. It's to shut me down. It's to discredit me. It's to intimidate me. It is to shut my mouth. And even more important than that, it is to send a message out to any other prominent person that might feel the need to join that side of the argument. They're basically saying, we're going to make your life miserable because you don't agree with us, because you are standing up against us and all of the untoward nonsense that these cops are perpetrating. That's some straight up bullshit. But Quentin was speaking to reporters on Tuesday, and the L.A. PD Chief Charlie Beck, what an asshole, said the director doesn't understand the nature of the violence that police officers face in their work. That's the thing. It's, you know what? Then how about you explain it that way instead of just going in and immediately criticizing and all of that kind of shit? How about you let us know what that is? And also, the instances that he's talking about are not these ones where you're talking about. Yes, you have a very hard job, Charlie Beck. Actually, you don't have a very hard job. Actually, the guys who are out there on the streets have a hard job. Yeah, I get that. It's not easy. They don't know what they're always going to face, but they don't need to be so fucking trigger happy. And there needs to be accountability. Yes, there's going to be instances like I described earlier where things happen and shit goes down and there's general remorse on the flip side of it from the ones who do it. But I don't get that feeling from everybody. I think some of them revel in it. And that is my personal opinion here at the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving radio program network. I can't even talk. I'm getting so this whole thing just pisses me off. But here on the Crab Diving Network, the Hollywood Hick is saying this is bullshit. I agree with Mr. Tarantino. He says Mr. Tarantino lives in a fantasy world. No, he doesn't. I've actually met Quentin Tarantino before when we were doing titles for his movies. He's actually a very nice guy, and he's very level-headed, and like no, and he's actually making a very educated and thought-out statement above. Now, the cops, all they're doing is just like trying to discredit anything he says. He goes, his movies are extremely violent, and they are. He goes, but he doesn't understand violence. Unfortunately, he mistakes lawful use of force for murder, and it's not. The instances he's talking about have been, it's been proven that the cops did not use a lawful level of force or whatever, a lawful use of force for murder. No, there are instances that are out there. We all have read, we've seen about them. We've actually seen the videotape. So you're telling me that dude in South Carolina down there right outside of Charleston who got shot in the back as he was running away from this dude, from the cop, completely under, like you're telling me that was a lawful use of force for murder? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Mr. Chief Charlie Beck? Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you with like a cactus. That's how fucking fucked up that statement is. But apparently, apparently they say the timing of the boycott call comes at a crucial time for Tarantino and Weinstein Company because apparently Harvey Weinstein, his fat ass, is trying to bloviate on him, telling him it's gonna lessen the box office. But honestly, it's getting a shit ton of publicity out of this, and honestly, the way people feel about cops right now, it's probably only gonna do it favors. I think it's gonna work in its favor. I really hope it does. But apparently, Quentin Tarantino, like his movies helped build Weinstein's career because he was one of the first ones that I think everything took off. But it says here, any publicity is good publicity. That's the way it works. But does it say anything else worth listening to? Blah, blah, blah. But that's it. Whatever. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. It makes me fucking pissed off. But the one thing he did, like Quentin Tarantino did say about this whole mess, he goes, maybe it'll dissipate, maybe it won't. But I have a First Amendment right to protest against police brutality as I see it. And I'm not backing down from that. Good for you, Quentin Tarantino. The Hollywood Hick fully supports you in this. And I think that's the way it should be. I think everybody should support him. If more people supported Quentin Tarantino in this thing, and I hope they do, I hope people go out and see his movie. And I hardly ever go to the movie theater anymore because it reminds me of where I have to go every day because I have to deal with that kind of shit. But this one, I might have to go see just for the simple fact that I need to support Quentin Tarantino in that way and let it be known that no cops, no, you're not all murderers. I get that. But you know what? Some of you are. And until you start acknowledging that, you're going to have problems because people are getting fed the fuck up. If you haven't noticed, there's going to be an uproar. It's going to be like freaking let them have cake and then they fucking riot. It's going to be like that French bullshit that I saw in like, what was it? Tale of Two Cities or something they made me watch when I was in high school. Ooh, I hated watching that. I was never been into that kind of shit. But yeah, there we go. Quentin Tarantino, do not back down, buddy. Do not back down. I completely support you in that. And while we're on thinking, here, I'll just tell you this story. It's going to break your freaking heart. Right here on the Hollywood Hick program, let me break your heart for a hot second. I just want to touch on it. But it's like, this is the kind of story that I'm talking about. Like, these guys, there should be and the simple fact that if you lie about what had happened and you get caught, you should get great. Like, you should, your punishment should be doubled. Like, if your crime is 10 years, you lie about it and you're a cop on the other side to try to deflect blame to somebody else, like a freaking 6-year-old child, then that should double or more than double your sentence. Or actually, you should just go away for fucking ever, as far as I'm concerned. But so apparently there's a 6-year-old named Jeremy Martis was fatally shot by these marshals, and the boy's father accused the boy's father of backing into cars, trying to back into their cars, and that's when they started shooting up his car. But apparently it's all bullshit. So it says here, like, on the comes out of the Guardian, but it says on the Gawker website, but the quotes from the Guardian said, here we go. It says, on Thursday, Colonel Michael Edmonton, head of Louisiana State Police, denied early reports that Few had been reversing his car toward the officers, because that's why they said they shot him up and killed his 6-year-old kid. And a press conference, Edmonton initially described the shootings as an exchange of gunfire, but later clarified that only the officers had shot and that investigators had found no gun in Few's car. Officials had previously declined to confirm whether officer gunfire was responsible for Martis' death. Goes on. So then they say, blah, blah. It says, I don't know why he felt the need to start patrolling in the city limits. He wasn't even supposed to be there. That's why the whole shit was spun out of control. So basically, these cops tried to say he backed into him, shot his whole car up, killed his kid for absolutely no reason, lied about it. And then according to the report, the investigation so far does not support the story that Few, that's the cop, was backing his vehicles into... Well, that the guy was backing his vehicle. Few, I think, is the father of the kid. But the kid's name is Martis. I'm now confused. But... what I'm saying is, they basically fucked up, is what I'm saying. Now I've lost my place in here because I tried to scroll up and look at something else, and now I sound like I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about because I don't. Sorry, yo. But video footage of the incident does exist, but that investigators have not reviewed it. Then why not? Fucking look at it, idiots. He's added the officers involved. There are four. Had so far refused to speak to state police investigators, and police have not released the names of the officers. And they, when they are asked why they haven't spoken to police, the answer they got was, you'd have to ask them. We are trying to talk with them. So that's okay. You know what? That is the guilt. They are guilt fucking tea. Completely guilt fucking tea. That's what I have to say about that. Completely mother trucking guilty. Worst of all, as if this thing can get any much worse, they say here, it's entirely clear that Few was approached by authorities for, he was like, there was no good reason for him to come up there. Apparently what it boils down to is he knew one of the cops. They weren't the best of buds, and so the cop thought it was just going to go over there and harass the guy. That's basically what it boils down to, what happened. Apparently Few had just picked up his son. He pulled alongside his wife, and they had actually had an argument or something then, but he was basically saying, like, I got the kid. And but moments later, his wife Megan said that as the cars pulled away from the light, she saw two marshals' cars marked in black and white approaching from behind with their lights flashing. She looked at his car as he pulled away, and he pointed at his son's head. He's like, these cops are coming for me, and I got the kid in the car. That's what had happened. So he's like, look, I got the kid in the car, just so you know, like, pay attention, mama, pay attention. The reason for Few's uncertainty, he was reportedly afraid of the marshals because he and one of the marshals on the scene had a prior personal conflict. So yeah, so that's what it is. So this dude, this freaking uppity ass, fucking self-entitled, freaking macho, machismo motherfucking marshal decided he was just gonna like get revenge and ended up killing the guy's 6-year-old. You killed a 6-year-old. I hope there's a special place in hell for people like you. So fuck you, dude. So yeah, that's the story. So those are the kind of cops that Quentin's talking about, people. Okay, those are the ones. There's plenty of good ones out there, but this is the kind of cop. And I know I probably just rambled through that freaking story, but I'm moving on. Let me see what else is going on that I want to talk about. Oh, there was other things over here that I wanted to say. Because, like, and I found this article about the Burt Reynolds that I'm going to have to read through because it is fascinating from the part I read, but it was really long, so I couldn't finish it. So next episode, I think we might have a whole, like, how fabulous Burt Reynolds is fest on the Hollywood hit come the Tuesday episode, because once I get through this Vanity Fair article, I was like, oh, my sweet Jesus. And he's got a book coming out, which I don't hardly ever read books, but I might have to read that. Hopefully he reads it out loud in one of those audiobooks, and I can get that, because that's how I want to do the Leah Remini's book, on account of I think she's funny, and I like her voice. I just think she's sassy, and I'm a fan of sassy. So, but yeah, Burt Reynolds has a book coming out. So there might be a lot of Burt Reynolds talk here on the Hollywood Hick, because you know he's my second favorite person right after Dolly Parton. Any movie that stars Dolly Parton and or Burt Reynolds, I'm telling you, you might as well rush out to see it, because it's going to be primo entertainment. That's what I'm saying. Right here on the Hollywood Hick on the Crab Diving Network. And I support that. I stand by it forever. But speaking of that, Leah Remini, I've been talking about her because, you know, she wrote this Troublemaker book about leaving the Scientology. And I kind of like her because I think she's telling, and I love how she's cutting him off at the pass. So she's like, I was way up in this organization. She gave him a shit ton of money, like millions and millions of dollars. And so they kept running her up the ranks. And so now she like knows everything. So like she knew exactly what they were going to do, which is exactly what they did. And she just put it out before them. And that way it's like, here it is, just blank canvas, just this is me, guts and all, right here. But in this book of hers, she like, I mean, you can't go on about Scientology, I guess, without talking about the Tom crazy ass Cruise, because he is nuts. I don't care. He makes a good action flick, I'll admit. Like, I like the Mission Impossible movies and like those other movies he does where he's like an action, but when he's trying to like be an actor, I'm usually like, ugh, whatever. But if it's an action flick, Tom Cruise makes a good action flick. I don't care what nobody says. I'll watch those. Those are fun. I don't give a shit. I can get over his craziness when he's like just jumping from planes and climbing cliffs and hanging off a building, that kind of shit. I'm cool with that. But apparently, if Tom Cruise wants cookies, that motherfucker wants a goddamn cookie, and he wants a goddamn cookie right mother trucking now, and don't deny me a cookie. But what happened was, apparently she was over at his house one time, and her husband, Angela, her foxy husband, Leah Remini has a foxy husband, let me tell you. But apparently Tom decided he wanted to make some cookies. This is from her book. He said he walked into the kitchen where a batch of prepackaged cookie dough had been prepared and was sitting on the counter, a perfect loaf ready for cutting and baking. Tom was looking for flour and other ingredients, blah, blah, blah. Starts pitching a fit and like, guys, where's the cookie stuff? Like, this is an example of entitled some bitches when like, nobody has laid the cookie stuff out for me. How dare you not lay out my cookie creations when I need my cookie creations? But apparently his assistants came a running and wanting to explain that it was right there on a nearby counter. But all of them could say was, Tom, they grew more and more frustrated and Tom got angry, screaming, God damn it, pitching a fit. Apparently, looking at the dough sitting on the cutting board, obvious to all of us except Tom, she wished his assistant would say, hey, the stuff is right under your nose, dumbass. But she didn't. She couldn't. Instead, Katie whispered something to Tom, who repeated, can I just get the stuff for cookies, guys? Oh, what a moron. So, like, why do you need to lose your mind over cookie dough, fool? But, also, apparently, according to Leah Remini, he's a nut. She goes, hey, one time, she's like, she went over to his house and he asked everybody to play hide and seek. There's a whole bunch of adults, which actually, to me, that sounds kind of fun. Like, I like doing that kind of shit. I don't care, but I give it. But apparently, his like over enthusiasm. That's it. It's like, and I kind of get that. I can sometimes intimidate people with my enthusiasm. It happened one like recently at a Barry Manilow concert at the Staples Center out here in California, in Los Angeles, because everybody had green glow sticks except for me. And I was like, where do you get them? So I was a little bit drunk and I was very, 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 like, excited about seeing Barry Manilow, because I wasn't at first, but then I was like, this is going to be fun, and it actually was a lot of fun, and I was, like, asking this woman in front of me, this little sweet old Asian lady, and I think I scared her with my enthusiasm, because she was like, oh, because I'm a little exuberant at times, it just happens, but says here that from her book, it says, as the dinners continued, and we spent more time with Tom, I came to think of him as a big kid with his loud laugh, high energy, and goofy ideas of fun. Like when he invited some Scientologists and a few other celebrities like Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, to his house and announced he wanted to play hide and seek. At first, I thought he was joking, but no. He literally wanted to play hide and seek with a bunch of grown-ups in what was probably close to a 7,000-square-foot house. Okay, now I'm starting to say Tom Cruise is kind of like, this would be kind of fun. A big-ass fucking house and you play hide and seek. But apparently, she's like, I can't play. I'm wearing Jimmy Choo's. If you're in a fucking giant-ass house, woman, take your shoes off. All right, I'm with Tom on this one. It's like one for one on these Leah Remini. And you know I'm on your side, girl, because I think you're sassy and funny. I like how you just will speak your mind and move on. Because I do that sometimes, too, and people get all pissed off. Oh, then she talks about that. I already talked about this. She went to Tom Cruise's wedding, and then the baby Suri is just laying on the bathroom floor, and all his like assistants and sister are just staring at that poor little kid screaming and crying when Leah Remini finally comes over and goes like, could somebody pick that baby up and feed it? Hello, idiot people. Okay, Leah Remini 2, Tom Cruise 1 so far. Was this another one? Oh, but hide and seek. Cookies, hide and seek. Well, my scrolling ability today is lacking, y'all. It's completely lacking. But another one is so basically this was about sitting next to Jennifer Lopez at Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise's wedding. Tom stood there with that everything is great look plastered on his face, even as the crowd grew uncomfortable. Finally, Jennifer leaned over and whispered in my ear, oh, well, You need to tell more of this section from the freaking thing. Basically, what had happened was, at Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes' wedding, apparently Tom Cruise is standing at the like altar for 20 mother trucking minutes before Katie Holmes shows up. So the whole, everybody sitting there in the like audience going like, is she going to show up or ain't she? And that's pretty much what Jennifer Lopez said. It's like, do you think Katie's coming? Because it sure as hell don't look like it is what she's thinking, I'm sure. So, okay, there, like there. You got 3 Leah Remini, 1 Tom Cruise. But, and then apparently, then she goes, what happens when you ask Tommy Davis, a Scientology official, about Shelly Miscavige? And basically, the response is, you don't have the rank to be asking about Shelly Miscavige. And they basically shut down the conversation. It's like, what does this fucking mean? You don't have the rank to find out where we're holding her hostage? Is that what it is? Because a woman hasn't been seen in years. They were friends. They were friendly. They exchanged gifts, as they like to say. And then they're like, oh, you don't know where she's, but she's my friend. So when my friend is missing, I feel like that gives me the right to ask questions. So now we got 3. Is that 3 or 4? Whatever. Leah is winning. And then this is basically what said the excerpt on what happens when Katie Holmes doesn't like how you acted at her wedding. Okay, this is how Katie Holmes responds to bullshit back then. Like, apparently she's apologized since. But back then, there was somebody named Jasmine, who's the MAA conducting the interrogation, the auditor, whatever, showed her the knowledge report that written by Katie Holmes, in which she referred to my behavior during the wedding weekend as very upsetting and accused me of disrupting the party, which she claimed was a poor example to other. She went on to say she made the party all about her and concluded the report with reference to the fact that all of this so-called bad behavior disturbed me greatly. Jasmine told her it was a bad example for Scientologists and then asked me, what do you say about this report? What do I say about this childish report that looks like it was written by a 7th grader with all the exclamation marks? Oh my God, I'm starting to love this Leah Remini anymore. She's like, what do you say about this childish report that looks like it was written by a 7th grader with all the exclamation marks? That is funny, because I guarantee you it was true. Because because Katie Holmes was like on TV when she was young, so that means she probably did not go to school like everybody else, so she probably does write that way. I could completely believe that. I completely believe that. And then it says, well, next one is like, on who you think about when you, on who do you think about when you leave Scientology? And so she goes to say, during this confusing early period, I sometimes felt adrift, but I had one figure I kept front and center in my mind to keep me from going crazy, Nicole Kidman. So basically what she's saying is, Nicole Kidman escaped this shit, so I can too. So whatever. I'm like, I got to read this Leah Remini book, because there's got to be more stuff up in there. Like, they can't be letting all the good, juicy stuff out to the press, right? There's got to be nuggets up in there of straight up delicious, delicious, deliciousness in that book. So I got to find the audio version so I can put it in the car and listen to it when I'm on my way back and forth from this place I have to go to 5 days a week minimum, and then log in and look at shit on a computer when I'm at home. This is some bullshit, but we'll talk about that later. Oh, we're running low on time here on the Hollywood Hick program. I better pick it up, mother truckers. You know it's true. Let's see if we got a quick feel good story up in here somewhere, make us feel better about ourselves, because we are not him. Ooh, here we go. This story, if this don't make you feel better about yourself, I certainly don't know what will. We got a couple minutes. We'll get this in quick. But this comes to us out of Milwaukee, not Florida, go figure, or South Carolina. I haven't seen a bunch of untoward nonsense come out of South Carolina, too. But apparently, a bus driver was caught in the act on Tuesday, November 3rd. This is a school bus driver, by the way. And what was allegedly happening on the school bus was sick enough to make one neighbor take notice. Well, it's not really sick. It's sexy times. Sexy times isn't sick. It's just not sick. It's just not appropriate everywhere. You know, but apparently a Milwaukee woman captured video that she says shows a school bus driver and someone else doing some raunchy things on board the bus while parked outside her home on Tuesday morning. The bus company has since taken action, and Milwaukee police are now involved. The woman who recorded the news, it was like she said, there's a big prostitution problem in her area, and that's why she took notice. And so this, I love what she said. She goes, I seen a girl rise up. So I'm like, hold on. I see this girl pull her pants down and she starts unbuckling his pants on a school bus. Where y'all kids have to get on this bus? I love this. The woman says the bus driver and his partner stayed on the bus for a few more minutes, and this neighbor then moved a bit closer with her celery phone, right? So she walked the phone back towards the front of the bus, and he jumped in the driver's seat and pulled off. The lady stayed on the bus with him. And now this woman is fed up, because prostitution is a big problem in her neighborhood. And she goes, as far as the shooting and the drugs, it's getting better, but the prostitution just won't go away. And it won't. So apparently they made a big old deal out of this. They've got word that they've done 13 sweeps this year on prostitutions in that area. And but apparently the company issued a statement saying Tuesday morning we were made aware of the of a complaint from a citizen who saw something he believed to be questionable taking place on one of our vehicles. At the time of the event, the employee was not on a company assignment, but instead using our vehicle without permission. We are grateful the citizen approached the vehicle. As a result of our investigation, the employee has been terminated for violation of company policy. We appreciate your cooperation of the public in reporting this incident, and we encourage their continued cooperation in the future. I love it. But it's like, I love it. This woman, I love her. She goes, I am from Milwaukee. I've been here, born and raised my entire life. And as a kid, I didn't have to see this. And I feel my kids growing up and other people's kids shouldn't have to see this. Now, I'm all for sexy times, but I agree. In broad daylight, don't park in front of somebody's house and start getting it on a school bus, even if it is empty. Because she's right. There's going to be cheerings up on there. That's some straight up bullshit. So be glad you're not this dude and this chick getting it on a school bus, because one, you'd be fired. And two, they'd be talking about you on the Fox 6 News over in Milwaukee. Okay, and on that note, y'all, I hope you're feeling better about yourself, but that does it for me. I'm the Hollywood Hick. Follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick, Facebook page facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick, and I'm out of here. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Bye-bye. Ooh, lamb, ooh, lamb, ooh, lamb, ooh, lamb, ooh. Toodle lamb, toodle lamb, toodle.